keeping Chicago local in every neighborhood. Here's your neighborhood news, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's community bank.
This is Kim Gordon, WGN Radio's neighborhood news reporter. It's my job to explore what makes Chicago's communities unique. In this episode, we take you to Bridgeport, where the Chicago Tool Library is opening this summer. Co-founder Jim Benton.
We acquire, store, and maintain tools so that folks don't need to do that themselves. And just like a book library, you come in, you get the tools that you need to do your project, fix up your home, whatever, check them out for a week, and then when you're done with your project, you bring them back.
It's not a new idea. The concept has been around for decades.
There's been kind of a resurgence of this movement in the last 10 or 15 years of folks trying to figure out ways to share resources and not need to own and buy everything that they might need to complete a project or, do some art or, cook something that needs a special piece of equipment.
If you're looking to clean up your tool shop, Benton says they're looking for donations.
Folks have anything that's sitting around in their closets, in their garage. Maybe they bought it and used it one time. You know, we would love to give those tools a good home and help, you know, them be used over and over again by lots of different people.
But this tool library is not just about hammers, nails, and screwdrivers.
But we also want to embrace a wider definition of the word tool. So that might mean a pressure cooker, if you're doing certain kinds of cooking, or maybe it means a sewing machine. Or maybe it's an easel if you're doing artwork. So we really want to use, we really want tool to be as broad as it can be within the reality of needing to store things inside and in a certain amount of space.
The library is located at the Chicago Sustainable Manufacturing Center in the 1000 block of West 37th Street. You can find out more information on their website at chicagotoollibrary.org or on Facebook and Instagram. Until next time, I'm Kim Gordon with WGN's Neighborhood News, brought to you by Wintrust, Chicago's community banks.